This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 382 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be talking about email batching as a task batching technique. If you haven't noticed, over the last couple weeks, we have been making sure to talk about how you can be more productive by using content batching as well as time batching and task batching. All of these things fall into the same category as far as a productivity method that can help you get ahead. Now, before we jump into email batching, I want to make sure that if you haven't already joined the insiders groups, that you do so, because some of you are going to be listening to this idea of email batching and thinking, I need to grow my email list. I need to make sure that I have my people coming in. I need to have an opt-in. We teach you how to do all of that inside the insiders. There are weekly live trainings that you hop on via Zoom and get the strategies that you need in order to move your business forward. So you need that opt-in. We're going to teach you how to do that. We also have a monthly group coaching call where you hop on live via Zoom and are able to ask your own personal questions. So no matter where you are, if you are to a point where you're trying to get back into Pinterest or you're using Pinterest and not really sure, you can ask those questions and get the answers to make sure that you are moving forward with it. We also have everything from email to product creation to making sure that your blog posts are set up with SEO. So if you haven't already joined the insiders group, make sure that you do. You can get 40% off. Go right into your podcasting app and it is there linked for you with the discount already set up for you. I try to make it as simple as possible, I promise. All right, so we're going to jump into email batching as a task batching technique. You're going to uncover the secrets of email batching as a powerful task management technique that will allow you to schedule your emails a month in advance. Now, you have heard me talk about the importance of email marketing in the past. We've talked about welcome sequences and how to have a sales sequence and the importance of consistently emailing your people. You cannot simply email them once a month. It's not enough. They're not going to know who you are. Too many other people are emailing them more often. And if you're only getting in there once a month, they're going to open your email and have no idea who you are. So, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about email batching? What does that look like? Well, when we are talking about email batching, we are talking about the idea that you are going to be able to sit down and put out as many emails as are necessary for your schedule for a month. So if you email your list once a month, you'd obviously be done after one email. But the goal here is to email your list once a week at a minimum. Get up to twice a week. And if you can get up to three times a week, that is your golden standard. That is, if you are on my list, that is how often you hear from me. I often will have people say to me, "You do? You email me that often?" I do. And I'm able to do that because I email batch. I sit down, I make sure I know what the topics are going to be that I'm going to email them about a month and ahead. And then I sit and write out all those emails. Now, here's the thing about email batching. When you are creating your emails, they do not need to be super long emails. They can be 3 to 6 sentences with a call to action to be able to go through, to click through, or to get whatever it is that you need them to get. So when you are thinking about this, it is much easier to then take a look at what the benefits are of email batching. So obviously, the first one is going to be time. You're able to save so much time by going through and batching your emails like this so that you are not sitting down at the computer the day before you want to send out an email and trying to figure out what it is that you're going to be putting out there. Anytime you can work on the same task, so writing an email, it is going to help you be more efficient. You are able to get more done within the amount of time that is allotted because you're not switching from one task to the next task. In other words, you're not writing an email and then going and writing a blog post and then trying to photograph something. We've been talking about this multiple times over the last couple of weeks where we talked about how to batch your content for your blog as well as how to batch batching your content for social media. So really becoming more efficient is going to be key. It also is going to help with your energy. We know that our energy goes up and down depending upon what tasks we're working on, what are the things that we don't like to do, and what are the things that we do like to do. I can tell you this, even if I, in the beginning, when I used to write my emails, it was not my favorite thing to do. I had a tough time with it. I always felt like I was staring at a blank space. But now that I get from one email into the very next, it's a flow. It's an energy level that is already there for that task because my brain is at that level. I'm thinking about who I'm writing my emails for, and I'm making sure that they are consistent throughout the week and month based on how I'm going to be able to take a look at all the emails. So let's take a look at how to batch emails for productivity, because that is really what we are trying to be geared towards. The first thing that you're going to start with is an email content calendar. You want to look at the month. You want to decide what days you are going to email your people, put the dates in, and then decide upon what content is going to be, what the URLs are going to be, what the call to action is going to be. And I'm going to break those down a little bit further for you. But when we're looking at how to put together this email content calendar, you can go into Canva and you can try to find a calendar, or you can simply go into a Google Excel sheet and be able to put it together there. I am a Google girl through and through. I use it for everything from my documents to my coaching clients to being able to have an email content calendar. I use Google Sheets, which also for some of us, we call Excel, which you just heard me do. I use Google Sheets and I just go in exactly what I told you that I do. I figure out what are the dates that I'm going to email on. I email on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. So I look at the month that is coming. So I'm going to be taking a look at February and looking at, okay, what are my dates? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, write those out for the entire month. And then I'm going to go through and decide on my content pillars. What am I trying to get in front of my audience? What am I trying to get their brain wrapped around? What problem am I trying to solve for them? So when I am looking at my content pillars, I am taking a look at those silos that we talked about. We talked about creating content for your blog and how you can do content batching for when you were trying to create content for your blog. And we said to look at these content pillars. What topic are you going to focus on? That is why when you are looking at this, you want to make sure that you're staying within those categories, those silos, because it's going to make sense for your people because that's where their brain is. That's the problem that they are trying to solve. So that way as well, when you are going through and creating the content for your blog, it's that spider web of where they can go from one article to the next article. Now with your email, it's the same thing. The difference is when you are taking a look at your blog content, your call to action or your CTA is going to be different than what the call to action in your email is, because your call to action in your blog should always be get on my list. And it should be an opt-in that is specific to the content that you're writing about so that it makes sense. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly, I'm not saying create an opt-in for every single blog post that you create, but when you think about your content pillars and your content pillars that are homesteader, maybe gardening and canning, those are your two content pillars, that's what you have. So when you are writing an article about gardening, you should have an opt-in for gardening. When you're writing an article about canning, you should have an opt-in for canning so that you are able to give them that call to action within the blog content. Now, with the email, when you are trying to decide upon the call to action, you are then taking a look at, okay, once they're on my list, what's the next step for them? What's the product or service that I'm offering them? This is where, if you haven't already created a product or service, you can start looking at what do I have my opt-ins in? What would be the logical next step? How can I fully solve the problem that my audience is coming to me for and make sure that they truly understand how to get from A to Z? And that can be with a paid product. Now, if you have that paid product, this is where your funnel starts to develop. This is where you're going to go from your opt-in. You're going to be able to go into an email sequence that's going to let them know about the product or service that you offer that is also connected to that opt-in that you've created. So let's go back to the gardening example that I gave you. You have blog content that is going to have a gardening gardening blog post. You've created a bunch of blog content for that. Now you have a gardening opt-in, and then behind the gardening opt-in, you have a gardening workshop, okay? In your emails, because you don't need to have a call to action get on your list, they already are there. In your emails, when you are talking about gardening and sending them to a new article that you have, you can have a call to action that is a PS that says, hey, don't forget that I have my gardening workshop, and maybe you're doing a discount for that month, or maybe you're doing a bonus that goes along with it for that month. This way, you can really look at your calendar over the course of a year and think about what products am I trying to get back in front of my audience and what am I going to focus on. This way, you are determining that call to action to know what's going to go into your emails. So when we go back to that email content calendar that we started in the beginning, you have your dates, you have your content pillar with the article URL that you are sending them to, and then you also can have a link URL to the CTA for the product or service that is connected. This way, everything is mapped out for the entire month and you can have a focus and you're not switching from trying to talk about gardening to then talking about canning. You're staying within your silos and your content so that they can understand exactly where they're going. All right, you guys, email is one of the most important things that you can do as far as making sure that you are monetizing it. I see so many people saying, I have an email list. Do I need an email list? How should I be using this? I don't understand. You're using it in order to sell products or services, and that's how you are going to make sure that you are putting this all together. You're going to email batch so that you can stay consistent with your messaging and what you are trying to get your people to do. All right, you guys, if you haven't already left a rating and review, I would so appreciate it if you took the time to leave one. You can just hop into your podcasting app, leave a rating, and then a quick review. I appreciate it when you do. All right, guys, until next time, I will see you all then.